We begin our worship this morning in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Beloved of God, St. Paul reminds us in Romans 3:23 that we have all sinned and fall short of the glory of God. We are to approach God's throne of grace with confidence, confessing our sins to Him. So we take a moment to confess to God in the silence of our hearts. Now we confess our sins as a community of faith. Most merciful God, we confess that we are in bondage to sin and cannot free ourselves. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways. To the glory of your holy name, amen. So in the mercy of Almighty God that Jesus Christ has given to die for us, and for his sake, God forgives us all our sins. To those who believe in Jesus Christ, he gives the power to become the children of God and bestows on them his Holy Spirit. Amen. We sing our opening hymn. Acts peace on the earth. As Isaiah 11 reminds us, the wolf shall live with the lamb, the leopard shall lie down with the kid, the calf and the lion will feed together, and a little child will lead them. We light this candle of peace as a sign of our commitment to work toward the peace which all creation lives together in harmony as the body of Christ. Now may the grace of God, the compassion of Christ, and the hope of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For this holy house and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you, and also with you.
Let us pray. Stir up your power, O Lord, and come. As you cause the holy shoot to spring from the stump of Jesse, plant your Son anew in our hearts, that we may walk in his peace and proclaim his kingdom. Through Jesus Christ, our Emmanuel, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Invite the congregation.
Our Bible reading comes from Isaiah chapter 11. Here the prophet gives a promise for Advent. From what looks like a dead stump, God will bring new life. A king filled with the Spirit who brings justice, peace, and hope to the world. Isaiah 11 verses 1 through 10. There shall come forth a shoot from the stump of Jesse, and a branch from his roots shall bear fruit. And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and fear of the Lord. And his delight shall be in the fear of the Lord. He shall not judge by what his eyes see, or decide disputes by what his ears hear. But with righteousness he shall judge the poor, and decide with equity for the meek of the earth. and he shall strike the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips he shall kill the wicked. Righteousness shall be the belt of his waist, and faithfulness the belt of his loins. The wolf shall dwell with the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with the young goat, and the calf and the lion and the fattened calf together, and a little child shall lead them. The cow and the bear shall graze. Their young shall lie down together, and the lion shall eat straw like the ox. The nursing child shall play over the hole of the cobra, and the weaned child shall put his hand on the adder's den. They shall not hurt or destroy in all my holy mountain, for the earth shall be full of knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. In that day, the root of Jesse, who shall stand as a signal for the peoples, of him shall the nations inquire, and his resting place shall be glorious. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Well, grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father, our Lord and Savior Jesus the Christ. Amen. Please be seated. Well, it's great, 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 great to be here in the Holy Ghost pulpit, celebrating our partnership in the gospel today. And on this second Sunday of Advent, Isaiah, we just heard it, right? Isaiah proclaims this incredible, breathtaking vision of his restored kingdom. And so we've got these wolves and we've got these lambs getting along. We've got these leopards and goats and bears and cows, even lions and snakes tamed. Can you believe it? And even more, okay, this might be a stretch, but how about even longhorns and Aggie border collies coming together as one? Maybe not. But with God, all things are possible. But today, yes, Isaiah reveals this. It really is. It's an astonishing plan for his eternal kingdom. And this ultimate Advent promise is rooted in none other than our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He is our King. So yes, we pray in the words of Isaiah today, oh come, what was it? Strong branch of Jesse. So let's think about that today. Isaiah 11 verse 1 prophesies that there shall come up a shoot from the stump of Jesse, and a branch from his root shall bear fruit. And let's make no mistake, this prophecy points to the coming king in the line of Jesse, who, of course, was the father of King David. And based on these very words, we've already just sung the verse from O come, Emmanuel. It was stanza 3, actually, where we proclaimed, O come, strong branch of Jesse, free your own from Satan's tyranny, from depths of hell your people save and give them victory over the grave. So we do. We rejoice, rejoice. And specifically, based on our prophecy today, yeah, let's really take to heart and let this sing. What is the cause for us to sing? And so to illustrate at the outset, I can't help but think back to last spring during our pulpit exchange here at Holy Ghost, and I got to pull back the curtain. It was not a great day because while I was preparing for worship here, I was also getting calls about the crabapple fire, and that fire was racing towards St. Paul Cave Creek. And as you recall, I mean, nearly 10,000 acres were scorched at that time. And standing afterward among the charred trees, it was hard to imagine that the countryside would ever come back. In fact, that's a picture of Stephen Moore's place just down the road from the church. Yet in God's good time, green shoots would appear through what looked like those dead stumps. And it was a vivid picture of this promise and this prophecy. And we got to keep in mind that, okay, in Isaiah's day, what was going on? Well, tragically, Israel and Judah were cut down because of the rebellion and because of their sin, and they were hauled off into exile, but they had this prophecy. They had this promise of a coming king in the line of David, and this would ultimately be fulfilled in the advent of Christ, our king. And so Isaiah goes on then to reveal in verse 2 what makes this king different from all the rest. You see, this shoot from the stump of Jesse and from the line of David would be the anointed, spirit-led king, and anointed with the perfect sevenfold spirit of the Lord, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and fear of the Lord. And so when Jesus, again, David's descendant, when he was baptized in the Jordan River, you remember what happened, right? I mean, God the Father poured out on Jesus the Holy Spirit. And so every aspect of this sevenfold spirit was with Jesus every step of the way. And this always amazes me because when you study the Gospels, as soon as Jesus is baptized by the Spirit, it's the Holy Spirit who leads Jesus straight away into the desert. To do what? To do battle with the devil. And it's by the Spirit that Jesus, with the mighty rod of Jesse, God's word, defeated the evil one at that point and began the work of setting us free, as we sing, setting us free from Satan's tyranny. And so Jesus is everything that David was meant to be. And of course, Jesus is so, so very much more. Because unlike David, Jesus does not fall into temptation. Jesus does not drift from his mission. And Isaiah goes even further, this king is not only the shoot and the branch, as we heard, but did you hear it? This is so fascinating. He's the root. He's the rootstock as well. And so Jesus is both David's descendant, but also David's source. I mean, we're getting into some really profound Christology here. Jesus is both, man, when you think about it, he is both Mary's earthly child, while at the same time, he is the eternal Son of God, begotten of the Father, not made, by whom all things were made, as we declare in the Nicene Creed. And so Jesus, I love this, he's the fruit and he's the root. He's the promised king, and he is the origin of the promise. He is, as he proclaimed, he said, I am the great I am. And most importantly, he is Emmanuel, God with us and for us. So how can we not rejoice, rejoice? Because Emmanuel shall come to you. And with this king in our corner, we need not fear, no matter what landscape we might be facing at that particular time. And so in Isaiah, we see God's, it's just breathtaking. It's just this eternal plan unfolding right before our eyes from beginning to end. And so to really apply it to our lives today, I'd like to make this comparison that Advent, let's think about this. Advent is to Christmas what Lent is to Easter. And when it comes to Lent, boy, we're all about Lent, right? Man, as Lutherans, Lent is great. And how does Lent start? Well, it starts off with that temptation of Christ in the wilderness, in the desert, doing battle with the devil. Well, you know what? This time of the year during the church season of Advent, we're called to do the same because we're, what is it about this time of the year, which is incredible, right? But how many people fall into temptation? How many people go into the depths of despair? How many people succumb to depression and everything else? Well, this is a time where, man, we got to buckle up and continue to rely on the Lord. And so just like Jesus in the desert, today during this church season of Advent, we too, we're doing this battle with the devil and with the rod of Jesse and the sword of the Spirit. Again, the rod of Jesse, really, that's that image of this word of God. And of course, when you're talking about the word of God, New Testament describes it as the sword of the Spirit. Yeah, we must be on guard because we don't want to be led astray by a world that puts its hopes and its fears into the temptations and the trinkets of this temporary age. You see, Advent calls us to hold fast to the true vine. That's another description that Jesus says, right? Yeah, I am the true vine. He is the source of our hope and life and peace. And because Jesus is both the root and the shoot, the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. So even in the desert or in the darkness that we might be facing, we choose to see the world through, again, the eyes of Advent faith by the power of that sevenfold Holy Spirit and ultimately based on the completed work of Jesus Christ, our King. And so through these Advent eyes of faith, we see, where we might be encountering stumps, and we all do, right? It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. But when we see those stumps, man, Christ promises new life. And where we see delay, when we see delay, Christ promises deliverance. And Advent teaches us not to panic, but to pray, not to demand instant answers, but to patiently plant seeds of faith and ultimately trust in God's plan. And where creation seems to be, Lord have mercy, collapsing under the weight of sin, we remember that Christ is in the process of building a kingdom that will not end. Therefore, again, this wolf and lamb imagery is not just some sort of sentimental fantasy. It goes back, and it's, when you really think about it, it is grounded in God's original plan, the original design that God had for his creation in the Garden of Eden, which God promises one day that he will restore with the coming of the King. In fact, going back to the beginning, when paradise, and hold on to that word, right? When paradise was lost because of sin, God was already setting into motion his plan to send his Son. In Genesis chapter 3:15, Jesus is described as the promised seed of Eve. He is the promised child who would, I love this imagery, he would rip out the fangs of the serpent. And he would conquer death by succumbing to our death so that we might be planted into his life. And remember what Jesus said to the repentant thief on the cross, right? He said, today you will be with me where? In paradise. And so Isaiah chapter 11, I don't know about y'all, but I love Isaiah. Isaiah is described as the Shakespeare of the prophets. But Isaiah 11, it's just awe-inspiring in scope, past, present, and future. It calls us not to a childish fantasy, but it calls us to a childlike, rock-solid faith rooted and grounded in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the coming King. So yes, we do. We rejoice. We rejoice because Emmanuel comes to us. And so during this church season of Advent, it's leading us. We can come full circle here now. It's leading us once again to the first place of the fulfillment, because we are on this journey to the quiet little town of Bethlehem. And of course, Bethlehem is what? It's the home of Jesse. It's the birthplace of King David. And Bethlehem, connecting it with Isaiah 11, Bethlehem is the soil from which the holy shoot springs up. And in the little town of Bethlehem, we sing the hopes and the fears of all the years are met in thee tonight. And why is that? Well, because Bethlehem is where Isaiah's promise of hope takes on flesh. It's the incarnation, right? Where God plants the branch, and where the root of Jesse breaks into the world, and where the infant Christ cries on behalf of all of his creation. And we rejoice because Jesus is the root. He is the source of life. Jesus is the shoot rising where God's people failed. And Jesus is the branch into which we are grafted into God's family tree. And so, yeah, Jesus is our Emmanuel, not just in ancient Bethlehem, but here in Fredericksburg at Holy Ghost Lutheran Church, here out at Cave Creek St. Paul, out at St. Peter Doss, and here he is Emmanuel in our homes and in our hearts and in our hopes and in our fears. He is the shoot from a stump who proves to be the Savior of the whole world. He's the King who brings comfort to the brokenhearted. He brings justice to the neglected. Boy, he brings that peace, doesn't he? That peace that passes all understanding. He's the one who turns stumps into gardens, rivalries, into friendships, despair into hope, and yes, sinners into saints. So this Advent, we do what God's people have always done during the church season of Advent. We wait and we yearn and we long for, we anticipate, we serve. We put that faith into practice by making those sacrifices on behalf of others. We pray. We persevere. Most of all, we hold on and we share that hope we have in Christ because the child of Bethlehem, because the branch of Jesse is coming. And in him, the hopes and the fears of all the years are found in him. Maybe, even as he might come here this night. So, holy child of Bethlehem, descend to us, we pray. Cast out our sin and enter in. Be born in us today. In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
In our offertory prayers, we give thanks to God for all that God has provided us, especially that stump of Jesse, Jesus Christ, our Savior. Let us pray. Blessed are you, O Lord our God, maker of all things. Through your goodness, you have blessed us with these gifts. With them, we offer ourselves to your service and dedicate our lives to the care and redemption of all that you have made. For the sake of him who gave himself for us, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And we confess together in the words of the Apostles' Creed our faith in God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. We turn our hearts to a time of prayer. Let us pray for the whole people of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. Gracious Father, in this season of Advent, help us to fix our eyes upon Jesus, upon that child of Bethlehem, the branch of Jesse, who comes to bring life out of stumps, hope out of ashes, and peace into a broken world. Lord, keep us steadfast in prayer and joyful in hope as we await his coming. Lord, in your mercy. Lord God, we pray that you strengthen your church throughout the world, especially here at Holy Ghost, St. Paul, Cave Creek, and St. Peter, Doss, and all congregations preparing to welcome Christ. Anoint us with that same Holy Spirit who rested upon Jesus, that spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord, that we may be faithful and bear fruit for you. Lord, in your mercy, O Prince of Peace, bring your healing to weary nations, to divided communities, to broken relationships. Where there's conflict, sow reconciliation. Where there is hatred, plant mercy. Where there is fear, speak your word of hope and bring your peace that passes all understanding. Lord, in your mercy. Emmanuel, God with us, draw near to all who suffer in body, mind, or spirit. Especially we pray today for those who were hospitalized this last week, Adela Wunderlich and Paul Mellering. Lord, for others who are going through treatments or tests or trials or upcoming surgeries, just give them your peace and your strength. Lord, also bring comfort to those who are brokenhearted, healing to those who are sick, strength to those who are weary, and again, your peace, which encompasses all. Lord, in your mercy. Lord Jesus, root of Jesse and Savior of the world, sustain the dying with your promise of resurrection and wrap the grieving in the hope that in you death is defeated and life has the final word. Lord, in your mercy. Holy Spirit, give us Advent eyes, eyes that watch and wait, serve and love, trust and rejoice as we make our way toward Bethlehem. Plant Christ deeply within us that our hopes and fears may rest in him and in him alone. Lord, in your mercy. Now, O God, guide us as we pray together that prayer which you taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. We sing our closing hymn.